Rosa is one of your clients. She has canceled or rescheduled her appointments 3 times so far. You're relieved that she finally made this appointment and you're able to meet with her. Unfortunately, the whole time she seems scattered. She's yawning and has trouble focusing. She doesn't have any of the information you gave her at your last visit. You can feel yourself getting a little annoyed. You're trying to help her, but she just doesn't seem to be putting forth any effort. About 15 minutes into your conversation, while you're discussing something, Rosa's 2-year-old son climbs into her lap. He starts touching her face and talking, trying to get her attention. Rosa loses her temper and screams at him, "Can't you just play by yourself for 5 minutes? Leave me alone!" Have you ever worked with a client like Rosa? Maybe you've worked with a client who shared many ideas that didn't make sense. Maybe you've wondered what's going on inside your clients' heads. If you want to know why people do what they do and act the way they act, this course will provide insights into your clients' behaviors. They may not be aware of why they act the way they do. By understanding adverse childhood experiences that may affect your clients' behavior, you can provide more appropriate and effective services.